Even before the coronavirus outbreak, Baltimore's homeless population was one of the city's most vulnerable. People who are homeless are more likely to have chronic health problems than the general public, and it was already hard for them to get health care. Now, officials and volunteers are mobilizing to try to protect the homeless population from being ravaged by COVID-19. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Miss Pam! I want to make sure I give her these bags.
Homeless advocate Christina Flowers is making her way into an encampment off Patapsco Avenue in South Baltimore. She's wearing a mask and has basic supplies to drop off, like trash bags, water, and food.
It's so messy out here. So muddy, so muddy.
In a video Flowers posted on her Facebook page, you can see the conditions, and it is a damp, muddy mess in the woods, a sea of trash amongst the tents. In an interview afterwards, Flowers said you can't expect the people in the camps to follow the basic guidelines to slow the spread of the coronavirus, like washing hands and social distancing.
When some of them out there practicing when to use a clean needle and when not to. So we have to remember it's a component out there that's going to make the wrong decisions anyway.
The Centers for Disease Control is recommending localities not break up camps now because that could spread the virus. Gerianne Anthony, executive director for the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services, says they no longer are trying to convince people in the camps to come into shelters. They have instead shifted to dropping off supplies 3 days a week.
And supplies include things like water, soap. We have provided paper towels to create a hand washing station or the ability to wash hands.
There are around 2,300 homeless people in Baltimore, according to a headcount done last year. Most of them live in shelters, which are ripe for the spread of any communicable disease. People are in close quarters, sleeping in beds 3 feet apart. Anthony says they've ramped up the hand washing in the shelters, and they're trying to open a new 150-bed shelter so they can spread the homeless out more, but they don't have the people to run it.
So once we have the appropriate number of staff to staff this location, we are all set and ready to open.
Staffing is also an issue for the nonprofit Healthcare for the Homeless. Executive Director Kevin Lindemood says they have had to close community-based clinics and shift their focus to their main site on Fallsway near I-83 in the city. He says they're losing staffers who are at risk and are self-isolating. Lindemood says it's like a war.
We're trying to keep services open as long as we can until we lose the staffing ability and the supply ability to keep operating them.
With that said, both Lindemood and Anthony say so far, no homeless people in the city have tested positive for COVID-19. They credit the system that's been set up. Anyone in a city shelter showing symptoms talks by phone with Healthcare for the Homeless. If it's determined they should get tested, they are taken out of the shelter. They are then tested and isolated in a motel until the results come back. Lindemood says Healthcare for the Homeless also is gearing up to provide drive-in testing in its garage so clients don't even have to come inside.
To actually have transportation take the individual who needs testing from the shelter through our garage and then to an isolation unit identified by the city.
Lindemood says we knew before that homelessness was a public health crisis, but he says COVID-19 is illuminating the gap between the rich and the poor and the holes in our safety net. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
If you'd like to help, you can make a donation at journeyhomebaltimore.org or at the Healthcare for the Homeless website.